Blog Talk Radio.
none of us can ever reach to take a look at. We usually watch the scoreboard from the bottom up.
So you see, we have come a long way, you know, and
as we dealt a big blow there, as Ricardo Powell comes to the middle at 13-2.
Yes, Ricardo Powell is now in the middle, and he's part of the reason why the Atlanta Fire is here in the final. He did get a wealthy 43, and in the last over, he had three huge sixes that get them over the 100 mark. So, you know, he is one of them to look out for. Former player for the West Indies, you know, we know him. He's no little rabbit when it comes with the bat. You outside of the park, and yet
yes, hello. You eventually got it back up.
Huh?
Yeah, it's back up. Yes, it's back up. And going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. So.
Oh, okay. I'll let Ivan know.
So I want to welcome the Golf Talk Radio back with us, joining us on the Facebook at the same time.
So it's double duty, Ivers.
Yes.
Facebook and Blog Talk.
And all at the same time. Two for one. Two for the price of one. Dark clouds hovering in the south there, but I don't think there's going to be any immediate threat of rain, oddly.
No, well, actually, I did not look on the forecast. Yeah, I did not look on the forecast, but I'm hoping that the clouds will just go away, depending on what the wind is doing. Not much wind today. Whatever little wind is here, we can still see it blowing from the east to going to the west, just by looking at those flags. But we have been fortunate today where the rain is concerned. Just a little sprinkle, nothing to cause a stoppage of play. And 3.3 overs, 3 over 3 balls, 17 for 2. And the Atlanta Fire, they are batting.
And there's a no ball, so cannot buy the run out route, but the signal came in by the umpire, no ball, so it's going to be a free hit. I guess he's guilty of overstepping.
Umpire giving the signal a free hit, indeed, Ivor.
Yes, but the fielders can change because they did one, so they can change positions. So the single came from thing, and yes, they're making some adjustments. You can see the third man now is going up in this circle, making a short third man, and the mid on goes back to the long on.
So you mean he's not making the second man from third?
No.
That's a new field placement by Audley, second man.
Yes. Well, let's see what he'll do with this delivery. And he's going after it, and it's a dot that goes into the scorer's book. So it didn't cost him nothing more than an extra delivery, that no ball.
Well done, Barry Bowler.
Yes, well done. They have the Atlanta Fire in a vice grip right now. They're cooking on wood instead of cooking on gas.
So I guess we could say the fire is a bit quenched at the moment.
Yes, the fire is just some smoke now. There's no fire. But it's early days yet because in the semifinals they started really slow. And then they picked it up in the end to make 106, and they defended well. So maybe it's the way for them to go. But the ex-player, ex-West Indian player, Ricardo Powell, he's there. He's just there batting on 2 from 2. He's yet to get off the mark. No, he's batting on 0 from 2. So he's yet to get off the mark. I want to welcome all the Facebook viewers. Again, this time he's going down the leg side and wide. Been called there by the umpire. He's decked out in black. Look like Keiko at this time over there. And as we get into the night, it's going to get more scary to see these black spreading their arms wide. So, we're into the 20s now. It's 20 for 2. Early in the day, we had all ones, 11 for 1. So, let's see if we're going to see the magical 22 for 2, all twos on the board. But for now, cricket coming to you live from the Bower County Stadium. This time, the batsman is covering up, but a dot goes into the scorer's book, as you can see on screen, the Facebook viewers. And again, I want to welcome you folks on the radio, on the Block Talk. Block Talk Radio, / The Cricket Show. You can pick up the coverage there as well. Block Talk Radio, / The Cricket Show. Or you can call the number 515-605-9850 and you'll be hearing the exact commentary. This time he's playing and missing outside the off stump, and wicketkeeper in jubilation was hoping for that. But it was not to be.
So far, Ricardo Powell has faced 4 balls. He's yet to get up the mark. In the previous game that was just concluded, he scored 43 from 17. 43 not out. Good form. And the bowler is bowling very intelligently. Try to cut him in half, but it's still early days. They have time to unwind and accelerate.
It's So the Atlanta Fire would have won the toss and they elected two bats. And we look at the team sheet and we'll see if there's any changes. Hold on. Does it pass the team sheet? So again, we want to welcome all of the viewers on the Block Talk Radio who are listening with us, and at the same time for the Facebook Live viewers, want to say welcome to listening and looking at cricket coming to you from the Broward County Stadium right here in the city of Lauderhill, and as Virgil Francis would say, the beautiful city of Lauderhill City. In the meantime, we have a bowling change. We have Hussein. Let's see what Hussein named there. Akil Hussein is the new bowler. And this time he's playing this one. He's getting it on beyond the 30-yard circle. He's giving chase. And two. That's all there will be. Matters would, of course, for two.
You got to wish Ivor all in twos.
Yes.
22 for two. In 4.2.
So we're under lights here at the Central Broward Regional Park. And those clouds are looking ominous. This one is playing around the corner. Let's see if he got a touch of it. Wait for the umpire signal. Comes in now, it's a wide. So two more added to the total. It's 24 for the loss of two wickets.
And not because we are under light, it doesn't mean that it's night here. It's just dark. Overcast. So much improvement with the light or the lights.
So we can see the drone flying around. Sending my pictures to the TV. It was touch and go there with a single, but they made good their grounds. And that one was played with softens in the offside to the backward point region. There's a man stationed there, but they were off and running for an early single. So we've reached a quarter century. It is now 25 for two.
We are still in over number five.
Oh, this one keeping low, turning away from the batsman, and he was swinging early, but I guess he took his eyes off the ball because it was always outside the off stump, but he was aiming for the cow corner, which is vacant. By the way, there's a ring of fielders on the offside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's a third man, backward point, cover, extra cover, and a mid-off. And then the other side is a long on, a short mid-wicket, and deep backward square leg. This time he's in one in the air and over the infield, but he can get no more than, let's see, they're going to take the arm on. No. So good work by the man in the short mid-off. He ran back quickly and limited the batsman to just a single. They thought of two, but it remained
one. And of course, he was cheered by the bowler. No bowler wanted to have extra run being taken off him.
Yes, so that is the cue. The fielders must help the bowlers, and that's the only way you're going to have good returns from your bowling. Anyway, he comes in now, and he bowls left arm round. That's when he's on the back foot.
Oh, almost chopped it onto his stumps.
You come to the end of the over. The leading score here is 26-42. Ricardo Powell is there on 1-6. Sharma, 10-12. So the end of over number 5. Extras 6. This is a partnership of 13. Count one weight is just 5.2. So Hussein, I'll give you his bowling three. The ball is just a one over for 6 runs. And Najaf Shah, he has bowled 2 overs, 10 runs. He has taken one wicket.
He's bowled and bowled 3 overs.
So it's a 15 over affair. So each bowler will be able to bowl 3 overs. So we're just about a third away through this innings. 5 of 15 over.
So there's a bowling change. Stewart. He is going to be the new bowler. Navin Stewart. So he's coming in for his first bowl. He's coming bowling medium. And there's a half tracker. And the batsman is swiveling one-handed. And he sent it down to the deep backwards square leg. Tumbles. But kept it within the boundary rope, and the batsmen were able to scamper to through for 2.
Stewart is coming in from the northern end, or the West Palm Beach end. You could say Coral Springs or Bokoratong. All in the north.
Yeah, coming from the mall, Sagross Mall. This time he's playing it. A late cut. Yes, no, yes, no. Why is he set back there by Ricardo Powell? Because Ricardo would have been flirting with danger. I don't think he would have got there unless he really put the wheels on, or there would have been a bad throw. The umpire would have been called into question there for the run out, but wisely turned back. So a dot goes into the scorer's book. Outside the off stump, he's punching in the offside, but there's a cover sweeper runs to his left and prevent the batsman from taking a double. 29-42. And again, for the viewers who are just coming in and for the listeners, we are coming to you live from Broward County Stadium. We are situated here in the city of Lauderhill in the county of Broward. And in the state of Florida. So cricket, lovely cricket from the United States. And this time he's playing this one in the air and over the head of the wicketkeeper. But he's going to get one. They're thinking 2. Yes, it's going to be easy peasy. A better throw would have been interesting. But Ricardo made it back. He hesitated at the far end. I think he was always 2 on the card. But Ricardo, he's not a spring chicken, you know. He has represented the West Indies. He's, as a matter of fact, I think he was the coach for the USA team here, but I think they're having some reshuffling.
Yes. Was he the captain at one stage?
Yes.
The United States team?
I think so. Oh, this time he's getting a good hold of this one. He's swinging it down to the mid-wicket area, and it goes all the way for 6. It's the first 6 of the inning. So Powell showing some of his powers there. So he's gone to 9. Sharma is on 13. 37 for the loss of 2 wickets. And again, we want to say happy holidays. And for those of you who are on with us on Facebook Live, we want to say welcome. And for those who are following us on the cricket show, we hope you stick and stay because we're going to be having a very interesting show for you come 6 o'clock. It's a usual show, and Audie will fill you in with that a little bit more.
And speaking of Ricardo Powell, you mentioned that he's no longer a spring chicken. He's now 41 years old. He has
We have lost contact once more. Well, again. Mm-hmm.